So it's when we are in youth and our whole life is ahead of us, we have to prepare our career, we have to prepare for our future life. So how much should we be preparing for that, and how much should we be thinking that fully I just want to practice spiritual life? How do we balance? We all have to know that we are our only resource. We have Krishna, we have devotees, we have our spiritual master, but ultimately it is we who have to live our life. It is we who have to deal with our mind. It is we who will have to deal with our senses if we try to repress them and if we try to indulge in them. Both ways, it is we who have to live with it. So we have to find out how best we can live with this. So there is, when our movement began initially, we had more or less the model of rejection. That is, oh, the world out there is complete Maya. And to become a devotee means to move into the temple. And stay in the temple, then you are a devotee. And if somebody just moved out of the temple, it was thought that they fell into Maya. But now we understand that Krishna Bhakti can be practiced in various ways. So now rather than that rejection, we have the understanding of that Krishna Bhakti is also practiced through penetration. We penetrate into the world. And there we make our mark, we make our contributions. And that way also we can serve Krishna. So how much we disconnect ourselves from the world and how much we connect with the world, that is something which each of us has to decide for ourselves. As far as the balance is concerned, the this is something which we can decide by experience. Just like say, with respect to food. Now how much food is too much and how much is too little? If I tell someone, don't eat this much or eat this much, no, they are a different person. So by their own experience, they may decide, this much is the food what I need. And somebody says, I need this much food. Now some people, you know, they eat very little and still they gain a lot of weight. Some people, they eat a lot and still they never gain weight. Some people, they treat their tongue like a conveyor belt. You know, just lots of things going. But still they are healthy and active. And they may need to eat. So the point is not how much you eat. The point is what you do after you eat. Isn't it? So what is the exact amount to be eaten by a person? That has to be decided by the person individually. So similarly, this how much material life to pursue, how much spiritual life to pursue, that is something which we have to decide individually. And more important than, so if sometimes we veer off too much towards the material side, then we understand, I'm not able to do this also. This is becoming too much. I don't want to go so much in this direction. And then sometimes we may go too much towards spiritual life and we realize that, hey, I can't, this is not sustainable. I need to come back. So, and a plane, when it is moving, it rarely moves in a straight line. The plane is, say, going from LA to New York, 90% of the time it is off course. But because of the continuous reorientation the pilot does, it reaches the destination. So similarly, we may go off course and we come back again. We go off course, we come back again. So we have to find out how best, based on our own intelligence and our experience, how we can balance. And another level is, another point is that, we in terms of practical analysis, we should need to separate the material and the spiritual. I need some time to go to the temple. I need some time to study. I need some time to chant. So in terms of that, we can separate the material and the spiritual. But it is not that constantly we have to keep separating the material and the spiritual. Ultimately, what is spiritual? Spiritual is the intention to serve. So if I'm pursuing my material life with the intention that thereby I'll be able to serve Krishna better, I'll have a stabler social situation, stabler financial situation, and then I'll be able to serve Krishna better. Then that intention makes it spiritual. So, you know, suppose in a class, somebody makes a joke, and then I start thinking, you know, am I laughing for Krishna's pleasure or my pleasure? That will be unnecessary. It's in the purview of Krishna Bhakti. It's a spiritual talk. So you can laugh. There's no need to, this material is spiritual. No, it's okay. It's connected with Krishna. So that way, we don't have to dishearten ourselves in our building of our career by thinking this is simply material. Actually, it is for the service of Krishna, so it is spiritual. It can be spiritualized, not intrinsically spiritual. When Arjuna was practicing archery, at that time he didn't know that in the future there's going to be a great war in which my archery skills will be used by Krishna. But he practiced archery to a high level of perfection because that was his dharma. That was the way, that was his vocation, that was his calling. So we have to be careful that in the name of our calling we don't get so called that we get called away from Krishna. But if we are doing our particular profession, we do it wholeheartedly, seeing that this is ultimately for the service of Krishna also. So I'll say these 3 points. We have to individually decide what is the balance. Second is that we can always make course correction if we go off one and other direction. Third point is that we don't have to rigidly separate material and spiritual. Ultimately, if we give time for basic spiritual activities, then even material can be spiritualized by the intention to serve. Does that answer your question?
Thank you. Any other questions?